The air in Mason Creek, Texas, was crisp with the promise of Christmas. Lights twinkled on porches, and the scent of pine and cinnamon hung in the air. But for 17-year-old Lily Harper, the festive cheer couldn't dispel the unease that had settled over her like a shroud. Lily had always been drawn to the macabre, and the local legend of the Red Room had chilled her to the bones since childhood. The story went that deep within the heart of the Enchanted Forest, a sprawling wilderness on the outskirts of town, stood an abandoned Victorian mansion. Its windows, perpetually shrouded in blood-red curtains, gave it its name. According to the legend, anyone who dared enter the Red Room on Christmas Eve would be trapped forever, doomed to relive the same horrific Christmas Eve over and over. Some whispered of a vengeful spirit, a malevolent entity bound to the mansion by a Christmas Eve tragedy long forgotten. This year, fueled by a mix of teenage bravado and morbid curiosity, Lily decided to confront the legend. She gathered her two closest friends, Sarah and Emily, and they made a pact to spend Christmas Eve in the Red Room. The forest floor crunched under their boots as they ventured deeper into the Enchanted Forest. The air grew thick with an unsettling stillness, broken only by the occasional hoot of an owl. The closer they got to the mansion, the more Lily felt a prickling unease crawl up her spine. The mansion loomed before them, a skeletal silhouette against the twilight sky. Its paint peeled, its roof sagged, and the red curtains seemed to pulsate in the dying light. Lily's heart hammered in her chest, but she pressed on, her morbid fascination outweighing her fear. They found the entrance, a gaping hole in the boarded-up front door. Taking a deep breath, Lily stepped inside. The interior was pitch black, the air thick with dust and the smell of decay. Sarah fumbled for her phone, its flashlight beam cutting through the darkness, revealing cobweb-draped furniture and peeling wallpaper. They moved cautiously through the mansion, each creak of the floorboards sending shivers down their spines. The oppressive silence was broken only by their ragged breaths and the pounding of their hearts. Then they found it. At the end of a long, dark hallway, a single door stood ajar. A sliver of blood-red light spilled out from beneath it, painting the floor with an ominous glow. This was it. The Red Room. Lily's hand trembled as she reached for the doorknob. Her friends' faces, pale and drawn in the flashlight beam, mirrored her own fear. But turning back now was unthinkable. With a final, steadying breath, she pushed open the door. The room was bathed in an unnatural crimson light, emanating from the blood-red curtains that draped the windows. In the center of the room stood a Christmas tree, its bare branches adorned with faded ornaments and cobwebs. Beneath it, a single, wrapped present lay nestled on a dusty floorboard. Lily felt an invisible force pull her closer to the tree. Her feet moved of their own accord, drawn to the present like a moth to a flame. As she reached for it, a gust of icy wind swept through the room, extinguishing the flashlight. Lily was plunged into darkness. Panic seized her. She stumbled back, her hand brushing against something cold and damp. It was a wall. The only wall. There was no door. Then she heard it. A low, guttural moan that seemed to emanate from the very walls of the mansion. The air grew colder, thick with an unseen presence. Lily's blood ran cold. She was trapped. The moan grew louder, closer, and then, a blood-curdling scream ripped through the darkness. It wasn't her own scream. It was coming from the present. Lily's fingers, slick with terror, fumbled with the wrapping paper. She tore it open, her heart hammering against her ribs. Inside, nestled in crimson tissue paper, lay a single, blood-stained ornament. It was a miniature replica of the Red Room, and as Lily stared at it, the walls around her began to ripple and distort. The mansion, the forest, everything was melting away, replaced by the endless crimson walls of the Red Room. Lily screamed, but no sound escaped her lips. She was trapped, doomed to relive this Christmas Eve in the Red Room, forever a prisoner.